So I practice Kyudo, which is the Japanese art of archery. In this art, there are three goals to be found. The goal of Kyudo is ultimately not learning how to hit the target, but beyond that, we call that Shinzenbi, which is truth, goodness, which is truth, goodness, and beauty. The way we find this is through the practice of learning how to shoot the bow and hit the target. When we shoot the bow, there it's very much like the Zen practice as well, where the body and mind must be unified by the breath. Just like in Zen, if you do not have a proper posture, you will not be able to attain the correct state of mind. Very much like as we have now. If you have a slouched back, you will not be able to reach that good state of mind. And just like in Zen, in Kyudo, you use the breath to unify body and mind. In the art of Kyudo, there are 8 specific steps of shooting that are designed so that the bow will be shot as it is supposed to be shot. Just as if in Zen, there's a specific way to sit, specific way to hold your hands, where to place your eyes, very much akin to Kyudo. So once you have correct posture, now you focus on the breath, because in Kyudo, it is said that we do not shoot the bow with our body, but we shoot the bow with the breath. And the body is simply there to hold the bow. So when we go up to shoot, we unify all of our postures, all of our movements in harmony with our breath, so that we have a path to concentrate our thoughts on one thing only to hit the target. However, like in Zen, you must not be attached to things like hitting the target, because even though the goal is to hit the target, the moment you let the desire of hitting the target enter your mind, you will surely miss. Kyudo is not found in just leaving the bow there and hoping it'll hit, but doing the posture correctly so that everything will line up. In Kyudo, there are 3 stages to hitting the target. The first stage is where you hit the target. The second stage is where you pierce the target, where it implies a much more deeper meaning than just your arrow exists in the target. And the third stage is that the arrow is existing in the target, implying a much greater meaning than just, oh, I hit the target. So when we shoot the bow, we do not think of the act of hitting, but we simply unify our body with the mind within the breath, in the full draw. Unlike in other forms of archery, we do not hold the breath, but allow it to exhale, to expand, to allow us to fully get a full expansion so as to hit the target. So ultimately, it's the breath that allows one not just to hit some target, but to find a deeper meaning. Very much like in Zen, it's not just about having a good form. It's about finding something deeper. And in by having a good form, by unifying the breath with the mind, we can concentrate our thoughts to a deeper level, very much like my practice of Kyudo. So just like in Zen, the breath is used as a means not just of simply hitting the target, but of finding truth, of finding goodness, and of finding beauty. Because ultimately, that is the real goal of not just Kyudo, but of all Japanese martial arts, all Budo. That's why we use Do at the end of Kyudo. It's not just learning how to shoot some dumb bow. It's about using that means for something greater. So that is how I find a connection between Zen and my practice.